This is Marketplace. I'm Lizzie O'Leary, in for Kai Rizdahl. I am hosting the show from our New York bureau today, and while it is all sparkly and decorated here now, that wasn't the case a few days ago, until my colleague Ryan Kailath went out to find the office a Christmas tree, and wound up with today's installment of our series, Holidays, brought to you by...
Imagination.
Wonderful products.
Brought to you by...
New York can be slushy and gray this time of year, but... walk two blocks in any direction, and you'll find yourself transported into a little pine-scented sidewalk forest. Christmas tree stands appear after Thanksgiving. Sidewalks, street corners, and empty lots. The little forests feel entirely out of place in New York City. But Danny Abbott fits right in.
I was called Mountain Man on the train last night. I look like a lumberjack, I guess.
He's got the long overalls, the bushy red beard, and the knit cap. But Abbott's a couple steps down the supply chain from lumberjack. He's a tree man. Every winter, hundreds of them descend on the city. Seasonal workers from across the U.S. and often Canada. Most of the year, Abbott's a stonemason, but...
I kind of work slow in the winter, you know. So I've been doing this. It's about my fourth year.
Money-wise, how's this work out?
This is great. This is like going to the casino with $5 and walks out with 500.
Abbott lives out in Queens, but a lot of traveling tree sellers live temporarily in Winnebagoes, outside their stands. They're open 24 hours a day, running a generator at night and handling every part of the business. Hawking trees, trimming, wrapping, and delivery. And then there's the unforeseen duties.
I had to trace a guy down one time with a tree. He tried to steal a tree. A little short guy, couldn't run fast. I just took his feet out from under and left him on the ground. Ooh! Picked up a tree, and I was like, what was you thinking, man?
Here at Soho Trees, Abbott earns an hourly wage for the sales and marketing and loss prevention. But the real money comes from tips on deliveries.
It varies from day to day. Like, you can make $40 one day, and then you can make $200.
While we're hanging out, an elegant woman in a fur coat buys a tree. Abbott carries it 5 blocks to her penthouse apartment and sets it up for her. But when he gets back...
I thought she was going to be a good tipper and stuff, and no.
Not a good tipper?
No tip.
Nevertheless, he loves this job.
The guy I worked for before, he was a scumbag. This guy here is great. He's one of the best bosses I ever had.
My name is Scott Lechner. I'm manager of Soho Trees, street boss.
What does street boss mean?
It means that I'm in charge of the day-to-day operations of the Christmas tree locations that we run, 7 locations in Manhattan.
Lechner's been in this business 36 years, and he says this year, the tree game is tough. The growers he buys from planted fewer trees during the recession, and now there's a shortage, which is driving up costs down the line, from grower to lumberjack to freight driver.
Trees are costing about 225% of what they were a mere 3 years ago.
And Lechner says he's raised prices between 5 or 10% to help cover that. This year, a 6-foot tree might run you $100, even $140. But shoppers are used to paying what they're paying, and they won't pay much more. Lechner says at least recruiting workers hasn't gotten any harder.
We interview over 750 to 800 candidates for about 50 jobs every year. A bunch of adventurers and tree zealots.
Back outside, just one last thing to do.
So my office has slept on Christmas and doesn't have a tree. So how much tree will $40 get me? All right. Thanks, guys. I think the most fun part of this is being the guy walking down a New York City sidewalk carrying a Christmas tree.
How tall would you guess that is?
3.
That's exactly right. You've done this before.
I've done it many times. Have a merry.
You too.
In New York, I'm Ryan Kailath for Marketplace.